Now we find here David's tender love for this boy of his son. And I think we're coming now to one of the saddest chapters in the life of David. The chapter of David's sin is the sorriest, sordidest chapter. But this is the saddest chapter in the life of David, the death of his son Absalom. Notice the tender love that he had for this boy. And I'm reading now verse 4. And the king said unto them, "What seemeth you best, I'll do." And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds, by thousands. Now David, they urge him not to go into battle. So David takes his place at the side of the gate. And now the army marches out. They march out under three leaders. There's Joab, Abishai, and Ittai. Now as each one of these commanders came by, this is what David said, verse 5. And the king commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom." All the people heard this, and I think they all smiled. And I think that some of them, though, were just a little bit resentful. They felt like they'd like to get rid of that boy Absalom. I think he'd always been a troublemaker, and now they'd like to eliminate him. But notice, he's David's son. He's very much like David. David loves him. David wanted to save him. David didn't want him to die at all. And he said, "Deal gently with my boy, my son Absalom, that young man." And all the people heard that. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was their great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. It was a terrible thing. It was a civil war. We've had one in this country of ours, and we know something about a civil war. And this was civil war, and it was sad. It's too bad that it had to be, but this boy Absalom had led the rebellion against David. Now, he didn't recognize that David is a veteran. David is a strategist. David is a general. And he didn't have anybody in his group that could match David, and certainly these three captains under David. And therefore, the children of Israel lost, for the battle was there, scattered over the face of all the country. And the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. In other words, they're in these woods, and as they're attempting to flee, they find that they're bottled in, and the wood actually, I think, caused more of them to die than the sword did. It was because of the fact that they picked the wrong place for the battle with David.